Give me a second, Rachel.
Okay, sure. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I was in the middle of writing to you because I was just checking with. You are allowed to send this to her.
Right.
Also, they're pretty recent charges. The license was missed.
Right. But, my question is, as a visa, they should do tons of laws, like, extra legal practice.
It is. No, but in some, we have her written permissions, apart from the application.
Right, but visa informed, I. Anyway,
you could tell her that she can. You could send it to her. Tell her this is what we receive. And there are charges listed below.
Okay.
And just say that. Just tell her that the hold in abeyance due to charges and conviction does not allow us to hire you at this time because there is no final determination. She could dispute it either because it's inaccurate or it's not. Or it's false.
Kay.
She can get a disposition letter from the court.
And once you have this disposition letter, we can hire her or not? No.
No, basically, with a disposition letter, we could send it to CHR.
And they can...
See if they have a final determination.
Because she says she called the court, and they said she doesn't have any charges. So...
It's not like it's the same days. It's like two different times.
Right.
You know what's funny? I thought you see on the registry, and hopefully Madam Kenzie, aren't you supposed to see on the registry when they have something?
Only if someone
could we have actual convictions. Okay.
Because her registry, let me see. It says yes, so... Okay, because the last time she worked with someone was
6/11/2025. Okay, we'll text Ines in the... Huh?
Someone's calling me back at the agency, okay?
Okay, text one of the aides to see if they're actually by orientation.
Okay.
Okay, bye.